We did a good job. I think when you can knock off 14, 18, 20-yard runs and keep clipping and never even get to third down, you're going to score a lot of points because that becomes really hard for a defense to try to figure out what to do to stop you. Because the reason in the first half we weren't successful is because we weren't getting our third down conversions, and they were all manageable for the most part. You know, third and one, third and four, those are ones that you should be a high percentage, and we weren't able to stay on the field. Second half, we didn't even get into that situation. And so when you're running the ball, like I mentioned, that a steady clip over 5-6 yards of carry, not even needing third down, you're going to be really efficient. The biggest thing that I saw was Pittsburgh is such a good, disciplined defense that if you give them time to set up and see the formation, see the shift, see the motion, they're going to fit your run game pretty well. But when you can take them out of their game pretty easily by going up-tempo. I shouldn't say easily, but we were able to do it by going really, really fast, and you kind of catch them in undisciplined, fundamentally unsound things that they were doing. Yeah, I think it's something that we'll probably jump into if things aren't going well or if we want to just kind of switch it up on the defense a little bit. It's going to be sprinkled in there, but I think if you try to make it who you are, teams are going to be so well prepared for it that it won't be nearly as effective as if you try to sprinkle it in there every now and then. And so I think if we try to rely on that the whole year, we won't be successful, and I think that's kind of what Kyle had alluded to before. So it's going to be an important part of the offense, but it's not going to be the only part of the offense. Well, I think the offense that we run places a heavy emphasis on running the ball. And so because of that, we know what we are, and we're going to have a deep stable of running backs that can do that. You know, whereas in years past, the backup running back position was more of a special teams player, and they weren't concerned as much about his skill as a running back. Right now, we want three, maybe even four stud running backs that are going to be able to go in there, because with as many times as we're going to run the ball, we're going to have to be able to absorb some injuries and some guys that are getting tired, because we're going to run the ball a lot, and we expect them to get a lot of yards, and it's good to have a good rotation. Well, I think the process is always the same, but the defense that we're going to be playing against with Rob Ryan is going to be one of the most difficult, unconventional type defenses. We practiced against him for 2 years when I was here, and he's going to have a different look for every single formation. He's going to have a whole list of calls that he's never used before, that nobody's ever seen, that we're going to have to adjust to on the run. And it's going to be fun because it's really going to test us, but it is difficult, and it's more different because we know they're going to have a really unique package of plays for us that they're not going to have for anybody else, whereas a lot of times defenses, they are who they are, and they're going to do what they do, and they're going to say, hey, we're going to stop you by being who we are. The Saints defense is going to be a different defense and feature different blitzes, formations, or blitzes, coverages, alignments for every team that they go against.